the people of the light, we're here to say that sometimes you don't have to go through all the physical pain, the medical cures. Instead, people must look at themselves mentally and spiritually first, and then physically. Often, what people are going through is actually very spiritual, or mental, or emotional. I tell many, many people this because I work in the system. Medicine is a business. Usually, the spirituality of healing is just not there. Today I was standing with a doctor and an accountant. As the billing administrator for a hospital department, I manage its accounts, and they were talking out geo-rentages percentages. To me, it was intense. I'm saying, this is not a factory. But the reality is that people are railroaded like cows. Some people are going to need surgery. But how many are being railroaded because of percentages? I have to stand there and look at this every day. But there is one doctor I'm working with on 178, Tachin. You see, I don't take on the multitude. I just take on one at a time. And if I change his vibration, then I'll be changing everyone he works with. Then that can make a change all the way around. Maybe I'm at the hospital to make changes in a very subtle way. I take my healing tools into work. When a coworker has a headache, I'll do some healing work. I also sell Tachin to some of my coworkers. I take my samples with me and I start to work with them. And the interest is growing. One coworker used to go to happy hours, things like that. Then I started her on Tachin and the gold. She told another coworker that it turned her whole life around. I was happy to hear that. But I can't reach everyone. I help one person at a time. So, I've been aware of the ET presence for a long time. And there's tons of them here. Tons. It looks like a parking lot upstairs. Over the earth. It's like a parking lot. You've got the Andromedans, you've got the Arcturians, the Pleiadians, the Orions, the ones that do the abductions, the Greys, the Zetas from Zeta Reticuli. Meanwhile, abductees are still trying to convince people that they've been abducted. And they're angry. They feel like they've been victimized, that they're being stopped from telling what has happened to them and they're being looked at as abnormal. More and more people are going to have to become aware of the fact that the ETs are here. If people deny it, it's because they fear that extraterrestrial beings must want to take over the planet. That's their concept presented to us in the movies, the media. But it's not true. They're not here to take over. They can't deal with this vibration, the Earth vibration. It's too dense. It's like gel to them. So why are they here? Because we are rising, moving into the fifth dimension. And they have come here to help with that. Public awareness is on the rise. The light is really coming in. And it's inevitable that we're all going to experience seeing these extraterrestrial beings because, as I said, the planet is rising to the fifth dimension. And as Mother Earth rises, the veil is going to drop. Chapter 12, Ingrid Parnell, Healer of Love. Born in Trinidad of Swedish, Scottish ancestry, Ingrid Parnell moved to the US in 1978, becoming a citizen in 1984. For more than a dozen years, she has worked for two obstetricians as an insurance secretary. She is 65 years old and a grandmother. An exceedingly warm person, Ingrid immediately charms with her melodious Trinidadian accent. I interviewed Ingrid after discovering that she had worked with Nancy Leggett to conduct a celestial healing on me. Really don't know, but I think I'm a healer of love more than anything else. I teach people to love themselves, to accept life as it comes and to rise above it, and to strengthen themselves as they move along in this world. Obstacles or bad situations that come into our lives are just there to make us stronger. I've always had people telling me things, ever since I was a little girl. Eventually, I got into healing. I have no idea what drew me to it except that I felt it was something I had to do and I had no control over it. So here I am. I was born in Trinidad. People here are fascinated when they meet me because of my accent. It was great growing up there, among so many races and creeds. Island people are a happy kind of people, tolerant and accepting of others. From an early age, I was very attuned to the earth, stars, planets, animals, and, above all, people. I also have long felt very connected to Native Americans. But my mother was not very open to anything other than traditional religion with its rules, beliefs, and fears. So it was not until I came to the US that I began to allow myself to open up to what was inside my soul center. Today, I am a certified hypnotherapist and a practitioner of touch-type natural healing. With a group of others, I work very closely with the Arcturians. The Arcturians are extraterrestrials who are helping I, the Earth, and her people to once again honor all living things and to understand and know the immense God-given power we have within us. I studied hypnotherapy and was trained in the touch type of natural healing, in which you learn to open yourself up like a channel to God and the universe. You are like a conduit. You trust and open yourself up to the healing energies, or the healing life forces, that are available to you. And you trust that whatever the person you are healing needs will move through you and into them. Whoever comes to you for healing has to have the faith that what you're bringing into them is not something that will harm them, but is something they may need. And it doesn't matter whether it's physical, mental, or spiritual. This type of healing work is a very beautiful experience. Every time I do it, I feel as if I myself receive a lot from it. It's something that I really love to do. I hope that someday I'll be doing healing full time. I'd like to work with a doctor who is willing to let me help with patients diagnosed with cancer. I would like to help them to work through the illness, whether the result is to heal or to accept that it is time to leave this life. The healing energy I work with comes from whatever you want to call Source, or God, or the universe. It's a universal energy that I feel is beyond anything we can name or put into a category. To me, this force that comes through me is so huge and so beyond anything we know, it must be the God Source. When I'm doing a healing, I can feel myself guided to put my hands on different areas of the body. Sometimes, I find I might put my hands in one particular area for most of the session because I feel within myself that's what the person needs. It's almost like if you let go and allow your hands to be moved, you will move yourself to wherever the energy is needed. I sometimes find that I have to consciously make myself let go. If somebody comes to me for a session and I'm a little bit nervous, all of a sudden, I'll feel an incredible energy envelop me. And I'll be relieved of that doubt, and just trust. Healing is very difficult. But we can do it, especially if one believes that there are other energies all around us. That God is all around us, and angels, and whatever you want to call them. It doesn't matter what your religion is. They're all the same. And they're here to help us. I love working with Nancy Leggett, because that's another kind of healing. We open ourselves up to different energies from different planets. These energies can move through us and help us to see things. And then we can help others to heal themselves. My first ET experience was strange and amusing and wonderful. I had gone to a psychic fair where I bought a book about extraterrestrials, the Pleiadians. I didn't know anything about them at the time, but I was drawn to it and brought the book home. The next day was a Sunday, and I lay down on my bed and began to read this book. It was fascinating. Now, I'm not a person who sleeps during the day. But the next thing I knew, well, I thought I was dreaming, and then I realized I was not dreaming. It was an amazing experience. I saw a being, I felt this wonderful being right next to me. And he, I say he because the energy felt male, it wasn't that I could see he was male, he held my head very gently between his hands. Then he took a beautiful sort of crystal and pressed it against my right temple very, very forcefully. He drew it down the right side of my face, right down to my jawline. As he drew it 184 IA down, the pressure got more and more intense until I felt that I was going to scream. I couldn't stand the pressure any longer. And when it got to that point, all of a sudden something gushed out of my nose. It was a big relief, something had moved through me, and at the same time, he released the pressure and moved his hands away, gently letting go of my head. So, What I had felt was this extreme pressure and this very powerful gush of whatever it was that came right through my nose. It felt as if it were being drawn down from my brain. It was liquid, but almost solid, strange. It was from my brain, and it was removed through my nose. It was really incredible. You know when you uncork something and then release it? It felt like that. The most amazing thing about this experience was that I was not in the least bit frightened. Afterward, I was in amazement as to what had happened. I thought to myself, what was that? But I wasn't afraid. I was never scared. And I was very aware that it was not a dream. I was sure within myself that it was not a dream. I also felt very strongly that it was some force from somewhere else, maybe another planet, another world, or someone who knows a lot more than we do. I felt that underscore they were removing something from me that was like a blockage, and that they were doing a clearing, so that I could see things differently, maybe work differently. It was a very powerful force. I was in awe of it. This happened 4 or 5 years ago. Since then I've catapulted forward in my healings, in my awareness, in my intuition, in my inner strength, and in my knowingness that what I need to do is this healing work. So the experience did change a lot in my life. I had another experience, something very similar. It was maybe 2 years ago and was also pretty exciting and wonderful. Nancy Leggett does psychic healings sometimes. The first time she asked me to assist her, we went to a friend's house to help her because she was having a lot of back pain. All I needed to do was to stand at her feet and, putting my hands there, allow the energy of the universe to move through me. I was to help her keep calm and accepting during the healing session while Nancy healed her. It took about an hour. All of a sudden, I saw and felt Nancy differently. She was like a being from somewhere else. It wasn't Nancy anymore. The being turned his face and looked straight at me and smiled. I felt as if he was saying to me telepathically that we had done this many times before. And then he gave me the strangest smile. It was like a smile of recognition. Yet, it was not only of recognition but of "don't be concerned, you've done this already." Like a confirmation. And then it was back to Nancy again. The being was gone. If you are interested in this kind of healing work and you trust that there are products you can use to help you be more centered, to feel more connected to the energies around us, and to clear your system, then Tachin is something that I would recommend you try. Tachin has helped me a lot. See resources, products list, page 321. I also recommend to people that they learn to Visu 186, allies. I keep telling people all the time that there is energy available to us. If you meditate, and allow a beautiful light to come into you, a white light, or whatever colors you like, you can renew and rejuvenate all the cells in your body. To do this, visualize a light. Bring the light inside yourself, and move it to every area of your body. Fill yourself up with it. You can do this in 5 seconds, or lie down and enjoy it. Or sit with your spine straight and let it flow through you. You can put the light into an area of your body that is bothering you, or hurting you, or that you have concern about. You can visualize the light there. You will see it getting bigger and brighter, and healing the area. It's also nice to teach your children to do this. Teach them that all these energies are available to them to keep them healthy. I do meditations with my grandchildren. I tell them that there is a beautiful, huge, blue star that is above their heads. I let it come right down onto them, and then I tell them, okay, now the star is going to burst into millions and millions of tiny little blue stars. And they're all going to enter into you until your whole body is tingling with underscore these little blue stars. Your fingers, and your toes, and your knees. Everything is tingling and healing. Helping you to stay healthy. So they do this visualization. 1 is 7 and 1 is 10. They love it. I have a nice table that I do my healings on. And they can't wait to get up there. I am 65 now. And my life has turned into an adventure of the soul. Chapter 13, David Miller, Channeler of ETs and Celestial Beings. David Miller is a trance medium, a conscious channeler who channels celestial beings and extraterrestrials, including the Arcturians, often for healing purposes. His meditation project, Group of 40, involves people from all over the world who meditate simultaneously while he channels the Arcturian energies. Group meditations are aimed at lifting the Earth's vibrations, and typically include healing experiences for members. David's channeled book, Connecting with the Arcturians, was published in 1998. He is 52, and lives in Prescott, Arizona. You can read a transcript of the channel healing he conducted for me in Chapter 17. Since I had been a client, David agreed to share his insights on the origin and practice of the type of celestial channeling and healing he effects. Round 6 years ago, I went on a camping trip with my wife to the Grand Canyon. We took a four-wheel drive trip on a dirt road to this place called Sublime Point, one of those very beautiful overlooks on the North Rim. When we got there, we were sitting, meditating, and I started to spontaneously talk about my wife's past lives. Then I started doing what I would call automatic speaking, which is another name for channeling. For the next day or two of the vacation, I continued to spontaneously channel. Now, I had studied Jewish mysticism for 16 years before this happened. I'd had a long metaphysical interest. But it was only after I started studying about channeling, after this happened, that I realized that many of the ancient rabbis were trance channels as well. I started by channeling a rabbi teacher, that was the first entity I channeled. He worked with me for around a year, helping me in my studies. I also began attending lectures about channelers, and I frequently attended channeling sessions in Sedona, Arizona, to see what other mediums were doing. Then a friend gave me a copy of the book We, the Arcturians. I read about 3 chapters. When I put the book down, I started channeling the Arcturians. I was very moved by the book. The Arcturians were the first extraterrestrial entities that I channeled. After listening to some of the other channelers, after being with them for several hours, I was able to pick up the energy and channel the entities they were channeling. It seems that I was stimulated by these other channelers, but I can't channel everybody who is being channeled. Only if I feel a very strong resonance with them, like I felt with the Arcturians. The Arcturians are fifth dimensional beings, so they are actually extra dimensionals. They are in charge of a very high energy point called the Stargate. I have channeled several lectures about the Stargate, and I have also seen references to it in Edgar Cayce's writings. He stated that when we are finished with our lifetime here on Earth, we can go through a central clearing place. These are not his terms, these are my terms. This central gateway is guarded or overseen by the Arcturians. They are helping us in ways that would foster our moving into our fifth dimensional experiences. The fifth dimension is higher than this dimension. It's beyond the Earth experiences, so when you are in the fifth dimension, you are no longer in an incarnation here. There is an energy field around the Earth, and when you die, you go into that energy field, then you incarnate and come back. But when you go to the fifth dimension, you are beyond that. The fifth dimension has no dualities like we have here, so the fifth dimensional beings have no concepts of life and death, good and bad, etc. Also, there is no fear. In order to enter into this kind of realm, you have to be of a very heightened energy. You cannot be in hatred or violence or fear. The Arcturians are living in this type of dimension, and part of their mission is to assist those of us who want to come onto that level. Now, they are not the only beings who are on the fifth dimension. The Pleiadians, for example, are also on the fifth dimension. The Arcturians are not human figures, they have a different form. They have given many lectures to humans, and not just through me. There are several other people in the United States who channel the Arcturians. The Arcturians have what they call healing chambers, areas that are in their spaceships. Their ships are in corridors, areas that are between dimensions. So they have these ships that are in corridors, and in these ships they have these healing chambers where they can take us, if we want to, in our meditations. When we go up to that place, we can experience the Arcturians' special vibrations, special tones, special sounds, and special crystals that they use to work with us. We go up to their healing places in what is called the etheric body. It is my understanding that they can help us heal the etheric. The etheric is the other body, the energy field that is invisible around the body. It could also be viewed as a type of mental colon energy. It can travel, astral travel, without the physical body. If we take that etheric or astral body and go to the Arcturians' healing chambers where they can work with us, then, when that etheric body underscore returns to our physical body, we can experience a physical healing. Also, because we are living in a lower density where there is lots of fear and hatred, anything we can do to get ourselves out of this type of energy field is very healing. But it's hard to do. The healings that occur with channeling the Arcturians also have to do with the tones. I've had to become more skilled with using sounds and tones. The healings with the Arcturians, and the other beings that I channel, are not only in words, but also via channeled energy. This is an interesting concept because we are so geared to words, but there is also a channeling of actual energy. So the channel is not only a conduit for telepathic thoughts, but also a channel of energy. The channel can bring down different energies for people that can be very healing. Or the channel can bring down certain tones, those tones that can change a person's energy field. One time I was doing a channeling in a group and we were bringing in what was called the divine light from the Creator. After the session, a woman in the group discovered burns on the back of her legs, blisters from the energy generated by the light. She wasn't freaked out by it, but she said that she felt she was in so much of the higher energy that it burned her legs. She said that this was the first time she had been able to experience this heightened energy. Later, she wrote me a letter saying how good she felt, that she'd been able to find a kind of harmony or peace. One woman I worked with had Bell's palsy. Her doctor told her that it might or might not heal. We did a channeled healing session, translating energy into her energy field. Within a few weeks, she experienced almost total recovery. Now, this raises the issue of whether she had the recovery because she felt that something had happened during our session, or whether she was going to recover anyway. You can go through a list of all the possibilities, but it doesn't matter to her. It would have been devastating to her, at age 41, to be suffering from Bell's palsy. One of the things that I've found in doing this kind of healing work is that when energy is released from the person I'm working with, I have to be careful that I don't absorb that negative energy. Released negative energy can be floating around for a while. Underscore I'm learning to protect myself with grounding and by putting energy protection around my body. I don't want to end up absorbing this negative energy and falling ill. This can happen to psychotherapists, too. I'm going to New York where I'll be channeling in front of 500 or 600 people. So I think this is something I have to learn, how to protect myself underscore from the negative energy. My understanding is that beings like the Arcturians will use you as an instrument, but only for what you can tolerate. People may ask a channeler, if you're channeling, why can't you do surgery and remove a tumor? Or why don't you have knowledge of everything when you channel? But people have to understand that we are instruments. The beings we channel are not going to interfere in our karma. And part of the channeler's karma is to be telepathically in touch with higher beings. But the beings are not going to turn us into supermen or superwoman. Channeling is an interaction, helping the channeler to use his or her higher skills, and perhaps to stay on the cutting edge. So, sometimes I can do extraordinary things when I'm channeling. Other times, I work with people who are very stuck and it is really hard to move them. And sometimes, I'll start channeling things that I don't want to channel. Recently, the first words that came to me during a session were, "My condolences." And I thought, I'm not sure I want to transmit that message. But, obviously, such information needs to come through. I, too, have to remember that the channeler is just a channel. It takes a lot of maturity as a psychic to work with these types of issues. For example, if someone is dying, you have to be clear that you do not interfere in their karma, and that you do not take on their karma, unless it was their karma to come to you and you are supposed to heal them. All healers have to consider these issues. I know I don't have all the answers yet. Part 3, More Celestial Healings. This part is about Preston Dinnett. See about his books at aohhttps://rune.ws/ufuheal1.html. Chapter 15. Barbara Lamb, Regression Therapist. A licensed marriage, family, and child counselor and certified hypnotherapist and regression therapist, Barbara Lamb has a private practice in Claremont, California. A therapist since 1976. Barbara has been doing regression therapy since 1984. Since 1990, she has regressed more than 200 clients to their experiences with extraterrestrial beings, conducting a few hundred regressions that focus on ET encounters. Her documentary film, Slash Into the Mist, is available for educational purposes. She is currently writing a book on the wide range of ET experiences her clients have recalled during regression therapy. Originally from New York, Barbara has lived on the West Coast for many years. She is 63, the mother of three grown children and grandmother of three. When I telephoned her to discuss the possibility of an interview, Barbara sounded a bit out of breath. She had rushed in to answer the phone from tending to her beloved garden. I was pleased when Barbara agreed to share the insights she has gleaned after nearly a decade of work with celestial experiences. In the early years of my regression therapy work, I would take people back to the source of their problems using hypnosis. Often, clients would go back to past life experiences as the source of their current problems, past life experiences that seemed to carry over into the present day. But in 1990, I began to realize that sometimes the source of a client's trauma or fear or dysfunction was that they had been having experiences with extraterrestrial beings. Actually, my interest in this began in 1986 or 1987, when I was taking some advanced, intensive training for my past life regression therapy work. The trainer, who is a therapist I admire very much, told us to be aware that one source of some clients' distress was that they had been experiencing abductions by extraterrestrial beings. I was really startled at the time underscore because it was the first I had ever heard of the idea of extraterrestrial contact. But I was even more startled by what I call the big voice of my soul, which said, silently, inside my head, but very loudly in my awareness, pay attention to this. You will be doing this. I started to research the topic, going to lectures about UFOs and extraterrestrial contact, trying to find out what other researchers had been finding out. Are UFOs real? Do they really come here? Are there really extraterrestrial beings who interact with people? Then, in 1990, a client came to me presenting symptoms and clues that maybe something like that was actually happening. We explored the idea in regression and realized that, yes indeed, this particular young woman had been visited in her bedroom by extraterrestrial beings. Since then, many different cases involving extraterrestrial contact have come to my practice. I really rejoice whenever I can work with one experiencer for quite a number of times. With my second client who turned out to be an experience. For example, I have done at least 50 regressions. With certain other experiencers who live within an hour's drive, I have been able to do 10, 20, or 30 regressions. This is wonderful, because we can look at a big span of their experiences to see what is really going on with the experiencers and the extraterrestrial beings. Often, people will come to see me when they have had certain experiences that they wonder about, but can only remember a teeny little bit about. Or people will come because they feel a lot of fear about a specific thing, like going to sleep at night. They might be afraid that someone is watching them, or that someone is going to come and intervene and take them away somewhere. They might be afraid to drive alone at night. Or maybe they are afraid of certain types of public places like airports, hospitals, or public facilities where there tends to be a light, shiny floor and it is difficult to see where the lighting is coming from. They have these persistent fears, but they do not know consciously where these fears are coming from. Sometimes, the first experience that comes up in regression is one of the more fearful ones.